You know, in Jesus' day, when they didn't have cars or trains or planes, I think they had a lot of talking time, traveling from house to house, from city to town to village or whatever. And I get the privilege of every Wednesday, every other Wednesday, a nice drive across Bristol from this sort of area over to Green Bank, and a nice chat with Paul. And that's one of the things I look forward to on a Wednesday. We have a little drive in the evening together, and it's a good chatting time. And I heard a brilliant story recently from Paul. Do you want to come and tell us about your time, a little something from your time in Japan?
Morning. Chris has asked me to tell a story of an experience I had when I was working out in Japan. So my career is as a teacher of English as a foreign language, and a couple of years ago, I was working out at a university over there, which was quite a strict Buddhist university. I didn't know that when I went there, but I found out that the university I was working at there, any sort of religious activity was not permitted on there. It was like, no. So the first year when I was working there, I felt quite alone as a Christian out there, and I went up to my boss and I said, would I be able to start a Christian union on the campus here? No, you can't. We've had 200 years. We don't allow any. So time passed. And about 2 years into my time there, I had an idea, and I know this idea came from God, because what happened after that, it felt like it was all completely out of my control. And the idea was to run a certain course at this university, which brought together elements of the language. It was a foreign languages university, so brought together elements of the English language, recruitment and interview practice, and writing CVs. And so I approached the university and they said, okay, yeah, let's give it a go. So they wanted some admin staff to come to the first session. We didn't know how many students were going to turn up to this session. So they said, right, we'll send some admin staff along to kind of see what you do, but also kind of keep an eye on me as well, because this was like my idea. So they had the admin staff standing at the back there with their forms that they would hand out to the students as they came in. And they're like, well, we think it's the first day. Let's see if there's about 30 students that come along. So they were standing there at the back with 50 different forms for people to, the lesson materials. And then the students started coming in, and they very quickly ran out of these 50 forms. So the two students went off to print some more, and then they came back with another 50. And they brought the boss back as well, because the boss wanted to see, you know, what was going on. Those 50 ran out. So now we had a room full of 100 people. Then they went back for another lot. We had another 100 people, and then another 100 people, and we finished with 450 people in the room when I was expecting 30. And I heard the boss going, this is incredible. We've never had a course, you know, like this on the first day. This is amazing. So they basically approached me, and as I say, this was all complete. It felt like it was all totally out of my control, and I knew that this idea, it was inspired by God, but also the excitement that I got of seeing all of this. And so that course went forward, and it got very good reviews and things like that. And then after that, the boss was like, right, what can we do for you? And I was like, can we start a Christian union on campus? And they went, okay. So that was basically the story. It felt like it was all God doing it, you know, because it was just one thing after another. These doors just kept opening when I tried that first year through my own efforts, and it just hadn't worked, and it was spinned round. It was the very first day when we did have that Christian union. It was just me and a colleague of mine sitting there with a guitar. But then the week after that, we had a student come, and then we sang a few worship songs. And then after that, they brought a friend, and then it kept growing by roughly one student every week. And then when I did leave, there were about 30, 35 people there in that group. So it was wonderful just to see. And at that point, we just passed the leadership onto the students themselves, and then I had to come home for one reason or another. But it was just beautiful. It's one of the most exciting times in my life where I've seen God actually operate, in a way that I described it when I was telling Chris this story. It was like walking a really big, excited dog. So it's like, you know, you're having a great time, but the dog's in control. You're like, way over here now. So it was that kind of sensation, and I loved being part of it. And it was very exciting.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.